Classic Hits K-Wing 106. Good morning. It is a Wednesday, and we do have Mike Arturi in the studio today. He comes in once a month, and we were just listening to Survivor. And right. You kind of have something interesting about Survivor, so tell us.
I was almost the drummer on that record. I was almost the drummer in Survivor. I was on the short list to play with the band. And
yeah.
The guy they auditioned before me got the gig, and I never got a chance to even audition.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's the guy? Do you remember who it was?
I don't remember his name, no. You know, but he was a good friend of the guitar players, you know.
Well,
so
he had an edge.
I think that's kind of went into it, but... But yeah, you know, they handpicked a couple of guys from Chicago that they were considering, and I was one of them.
Okay, and what year was this?
Oh, man. I'm going to say 78 or 9, something
okay.
like that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
Right in the prime.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of fun. Well, you know what? You wouldn't be in that situation if you didn't have some creativity. And definitely that is what we're talking about today, is creativity, which, you know, it goes into your music and also your daily life. So talk about blending creativity in both of those areas.
Great, thank you. And thank you, Ava, as always.
Yeah, of course.
I very much appreciate being here. And you know, my thoughts on this are that if we looked at it from the standpoint, you know, music is my medium, you know, so if we looked at it at the standpoint, say, of songwriting, you know, if you're going to create a song from nothing. So there's a famous story about Michelangelo who said that he could visualize the statue that he was, or the what he was trying to carve out of marble.
Mm-hmm.
He could see it in the marble, you know. So he'd look at a block of marble, and he could see what he wanted to bring out of it, you know. So to me, that's a great kind of a tangible example of creativity. If you look at a blank piece of paper, you know, and you're thinking about a song that you want to write, you know, or you're thinking about something that you want to create musically, you know, there it is, you know, it could exist on that piece of paper, but it comes out of you, you know. So when you're thinking about something, that's where a lot of the creative process comes from, because you're not restricted by technique, you know, or singing or playing ability. You know, you're freer because it's all existing in your mind, you know, which can run faster than maybe your hands or voice can, you
right.
know, so.
Yep, or even your thoughts can sometimes.
Exactly, yep. Yeah, you know, so that you know, that's a creative, you know, that's a first step of creativity. Now, if you got a handle on that, you know, and if you understand that process, naturally, you know, in the example we're using of songwriting, we could apply it to playing a musical instrument. We can apply it to singing, you know, but let's talk, use it as songwriting, you know, for this application.
Sure.
And you have this, you know, then when you sit down to actually write it, you know, sometimes it's harder, you know, when you're actually sitting down to try to play it on your piano or play it on your guitar or play it on your drums. You know, what you had in your head, you know, isn't quite coming out the same way, you know, because that's where technical abilities enter into the picture.
Right.
But if you get this process, you know, if you understand this process, and that's the second half of the process, you know, attaching, you know, your free creative mind to your reality
actual
of
skill,
your...
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
actual tech. So... Once you understand that, and once you kind of have a handle on that and understand how that works, and it's not a roadblock or a barrier, you know, it's just a reality that you have to work with, you could apply this to anything, you know. So you want to refinance your house, you know.
Yep,
so
from scratch.
Yeah,
yep.
You start thinking about, you know, okay, how can I do this, you know, and who's out there that could help me, and what, you know, what's my budget, what could I put together, you know. So you can start piecing these elements of reality together with your free thinking, and to me, that's a creative process, and that's how you can use a creative process in daily life.
Right, and don't be afraid to ask for help as well.
Absolutely not. You know, you should, because it is limited by what you know and what you can do.
Right.
And very often, you can do a lot of things that you're just not aware of, you know. So the only way to become aware of those things is, you know, nowadays we've got access to so much information just on our phones, you know. You could Google anything and come up with, you know,
some sort of answer. Yeah,
yeah, you know, 50 hours worth of stuff to consider, you know, or speak to trusted people that you know, you know, that could give you, you know, that you trust their advice and trust their input, and then take all of that and you put it together and you come up with your, you know, a solution or a path that works for you. And only you know you the best.
Right.
You know, you know what's going on inside of you right now better than I do or better than anybody does, you know. So you can make these judgments and make these decisions and so forth based on that actual real reality of you and what you need and want to do.
Absolutely. And so don't be afraid to mingle both your creativity into, well, your creativity into both your musical life and your normal life.
Absolutely.
Right?
And don't be embarrassed or restricted by being creative. It's a good process.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Well, Mike Arturi, we love having you in the studio. You're going to be back here in December as well. But make sure you tune in every Friday morning at 7:45 for A Minute with Mike. So thanks, Mike.
Thank you.